Is the Grim Reaper coming for you?
Yeshua said of those who harm a young child that it would truly be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were drowned in the depth of the sea, Matt 18:6 and KJ.
As someone who has dwelled in the kingdom and returned to this world to guide others in the way, let me convey to you that the sin of abortion is a direct sin against God. Those who abort those who champion abortion, and even those who vote for those who champion abortion, are themselves dead men/women walking. There are alternatives to abortion that every follower of Yeshua should seek to bring about in the world. One of the earliest writings which was used extensively by the original disciples and followers of Yeshua/Jesus is known as the Didache, aka the Teaching of the Apostles, which at section 2:2 states, "Thou shalt not murder a child by abortion nor kill them when born." And at 5:2 it states, "The way of death is filled with people who are murderers of children and abortionists of God's creatures." In the epistle of Barnabas, who was a co-worker and companion of the Apostle Paul, it is written, "You shall not kill either the fetus by abortion or the newborn." In the words of the church Father Clement of Alexandria, our whole life can go on in observation of the laws of nature, if we gain dominion over our desires from the beginning, and if we do not kill, by various means of a perverse art, the human offspring, born according to the designs of divine providence. For these women who, if ordered to hide their immorality, use abortive drugs which expel the child completely dead, abort at the same time their own human feelings. The Church Father Tertullian, circa 155-225 CE, wrote, "We are not permitted, since murder has been prohibited to us once and for all, even to destroy the fetus in the womb. It makes no difference whether one destroys a life that has already been born or one that is in the process of birth." The Apocalypse of Peter states, "I saw a gorge in which the discharge and excrement of the tortured ran down and became like a lake. There sat women, and the discharge came up to their throats, and opposite them sat many children, who were born prematurely, weeping. And from them went forth rays of fire and smote the women on the eyes." These were those who produced children outside of marriage and who procured abortions. Those who slew the unborn children will be tortured forever, for God wills it to so. While education is good, when we permit our children to be indoctrinated into the culture, ways, mindset, and thinking of this world, then we are merely consigning our own souls to the care of the Grim Reaper. Those parents who defile their children and sacrifice them to the gods of this world through attendance in educational systems that alienate them from God and sever them from their indwelling soul and spiritual natures, will themselves lose their souls, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell, Matt 10:28-KJV. Do we educate our children into the ways of the culture and society for their success in this world? The Grim Reaper is the author and producer of MTV and most broadcast television shows. When you permit your children to become indoctrinated into the darkest elements of our base society that is attempting to lead your children down the path to their own destruction, then you too will suffer even greater consequences. Has not the Lord commanded you, "Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers"? For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, "I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from among them and be separate," says the Lord. "Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters," says the Lord Almighty, 2 Cor 6:13-18 NKJ. Yeshua/Jesus did not come to promote belief in the Messiah/Christ. Neither did he come to promote the worship of Messiah/Christ. Yeshua/Jesus came to teach the people the way to become Messiah/Christ. And fulfill the vision of a kingdom of priests and a holy nation of anointed, Messiah/Christ, disciples who are set aside for the service of the Most High God that Yeshua taught was the Father of all of mankind.
The path of the way could not be walked by many Jews because they were carnal in their perception of the law, Torah, and could not use the key of knowledge to open the inner door to the kingdom. In like manner, the majority of the Roman and Greek followers who were too pagan to embrace the teachings of Yeshua were not interested in a life of genuine change and spiritual transformation, so they made Jesus their God so they didn't have to pick up their own cross and follow in the way.
Thus,
the church itself betrayed and crucified Messiah/Christ when it immersed itself in the way of the heathen and worshiped the messenger instead of imitating the pattern and example that Yeshua set as the required standard for all those who called upon the name of the Lord. The good news is that once you understand and are willing to live in accordance with the original teachings of the new covenant, the promise is that you will know the truth for yourself as you are permitted entrance into the kingdom within you. LK 17:20-21. Click icon if you are in search of spiritual truth, then join our Nazarene Disciple of the Way discussion group.